This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Well, happy Monday, everybody. Ben and Woods back in action on 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with you after a beautiful weekend, certainly, and one filled with sports and music, at least in my home. A lot of sports, a lot of music went down. I'll tell you all about it. I'm Woodsy. To my right is Paul Reindel, the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Benjamin, good morning to you.
Good morning. Woods, you said, wait, let's just do some foreplay here and not jump right into the big news.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's some big baseball news. You guys have probably heard it. But it's all the way across the country in New York. What do I care what the Mets are doing? You know what I mean? We have our own lives. We have things to talk about here locally. Not really, though, because our team isn't signing anyone ever. And I think I want to put that off as much as possible as well. Because every 15 minutes this week, I saw Orioles sign Gary Sanchez. Dodgers sign Michael Conforto. Dodgers extend Blake Treinen. Blang, bing, bong, bing, bing. Nothing. We got nothing. Nothing's happening locally. I don't know what's going on with our team. Maybe by the end of the show, we'll have some news that will most definitely break at 10:01, right before Andy and Elston take the airwaves.
You can ask the skipper himself. Hey, what's going on,
yes,
Mike?
That's a really, really good point. We'll ask old Shilty at 9, what's shaking? What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing out there? Just eating barbecue or... Just taking it. Have you been to the JFK Museum yet? Because you guys haven't signed any players.
I mean, technically, the meetings are just getting started now.
Yeah, but look at all this action this weekend. Hey, Mike, it's called the Reunion Tower. It's the stick with the big ball on it. Go up the elevator, get yourself a meal, and the room rotates around the ball. I bet you didn't know that. It goes really slowly around, and you can rotate. That's a cool
thing. How fantastic is that?
It's great. Mike, you love it. You will love it.
Really cool.
Yeah, it is. It was cool. Did you get up there yesterday?
No.
No, not yet. Okay. Make sure you get down there today.
Yeah,
get up to Reunion Tower and get yourself a nice meal, you and AJ. You know, what's happening out here? I think we could have... See, now I'm off in the sports.
Well, that's the
thing. We could have afforded Gary Sanchez. What is going on? Kyle Higashioka's gone.
I know everyone wants to know how my blood draw went on Saturday.
A Well, while you're here, well, I did forget. I should have checked on you.
My big weekend event.
What an a-hole.
Sexy weekend.
What an a-hole I am. Knowing full well my partner's right going here to get his blood drawn.
Right here on the left arm, yep.
I didn't even text him to find out how it went. I really didn't. I'm sorry that I forgot about
it. I mean, the blood draw went fine, but then they told me at the end, we also need a urine sample. And I go, you didn't tell me that. I wouldn't have gone before I came to the, you know, lab if you had told me that.
Number one.
Oh, no.
So then I had to do the whole... I'm six and like start the water running in the sink to hear the sound to see if I could like make it happen. I'm sitting there for 5 minutes, like just concentrating and hoping I could produce. And just finally I did.
Got a little dribbles in there. Here you go.
It was awful.
So you had no idea?
No, they just said blood draw. And then they said, oh, we also need a urine sample.
What are they testing you for?
I have no idea.
I'd be nervous.
Ketones or something?
No, I doubt it. No, that's... I don't know, man. I don't know what they're... I don't know. You don't just spring something on somebody.
That's what I thought, too. I was completely shocked.
No, by the way, while you're here, we're going to pull that tooth in the back while you're here in the blood bus.
I know you mentioned that. Today, I have a dentist appointment.
Oh, my God. So, this is medical week.
We'll have big news tomorrow morning on how that went during foreplay.
And I found out something. I was a little disappointed that Ben told me this morning. I had thrown down a challenge to him last week because... My goal for Benny is to just be a little bit more well-rounded, and I do think you're too immersed in the wide world of sports. And so we went through it last week, and I said, all right, so what do you listen to on the drive-in? And you said, Maggie and Perloff and PGA Tour Radio. I said, all right, you're coming in to do a four-hour show on a sports station. We talk other things, as you guys know. Then when you leave here, what do you listen to? Sports. All right. Then when you get home, what do you watch? Sports. And then when you go to your other job, what do you do for that job? Sports. And then on your drive home from that job, what do you listen to? Sports. I said, why don't you mix it up? I said, can you go 5 days, starting Monday, with just listening to music on the way in? And he said...
I know Ben loves a little LRB.
It's on my mix. There it is. Mix number one. The only mix.
Oh, is that Little right River there. Band?
That is Little River Band.
Liver Riddler Band. Oh, God, that hit so good, Paulie.
I failed
I love
this
song.
Morning.
So, day one!
I failed.
Day one.
I was just worried. I didn't realize. Oh, you got to remember, the winter meetings are on.
Yeah.
Obviously, you had the huge news last night, but what if something else was breaking this morning and I didn't know? I'd like walk into the show. I had no idea what was going on.
But you'd have an hour or so, 45 minutes to get it dialed in. You just can't miss anything in the wide world of sports. All right, so here's the thing. It was unfair of me to ask you to do that this week during the winter meetings. So next week.
Thank you.
Next week, which will be our last week on the air for a while.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yes. Last week of the year.
We have two full weeks left.
Two full 5 day weeks. One of them culminating in a Christmas and holiday extravaganza.
I do not know how we're going to make it, but we will do it. We will persevere.
Oh, we'll be fine.
And get through there. My weekend was very musical. I went down to see one of my favorite bands on Saturday at the Observatory with my buddy Brian. They're called Crosses. It's Chino from Deftones and a guy named Sean Lopez, and they do, Deftones is pretty heavy, but this is more dreamy, some beats behind it. It's really, really, they're just so good. And you put his angelic voice on top of that, and he dances and sings, and the lights and the visuals are just incredible. So went down Saturday night, had a great, great time, went home, and I woke Hannah up, and I said, hey, listen. I said, Bo's been wanting to see Crosses for a long time. And she said, oh, no. It's a Sunday night. And I go, yeah, but it's like Christmas week. Like, they're going to, I think this is the week where they start rolling the TVs in and they're like, all right, you guys are watching Elf. You know what I mean? I think we're at that week when people are pretending to work and they're pretending to go to school. So I said, babe, look, this is a side project for him. I don't know if they're ever going to do another record. I don't know if they're ever going to do another tour. I think they will, but I can't be assured of that. I can get him a ticket for like $70. I take him down. I go, they come on at 9 o'clock sharp. And that's, we'll be fine. We were home by 10:30, and he had the time of his life. Now, I don't know how he's going to react when he wakes up this morning. And she goes, if he is a D-head this morning, it's on me. And I go, all right, I'll wear it. That's
fine. But I feel like that's the greatest incentive as a parent. You now need to show me that you can handle this.
Correct.
Because if you can't, we won't do anything fun like this ever again.
So I told him last night, as I'm tucking him into bed, I said, buddy, I need A-plus from you in the morning. I said, that way we get to go do stuff like this on school nights. You know, it's a lot for me to go out on a Sunday night and go back-to-back concerts. This is a lot. I said, but I'm doing it because I want you to be able to see him. And he was so into it. He was singing along and dancing. And it was special, man. That kid loved it. And he just liked spending time with his old man. We went to dinner before. He really, really had a great night. So it was a fun weekend. We had a birthday party for a 7-year-old, so that was fun, just slinging the football around. It's so fun seeing all these little kids I've known since they were a year old, 2 years old, 3 years old in preschool. They're like little dudes now, and they're out there like directing traffic, playing football. It was very special. So it was cool, man. We got to drive some kids around in the van. They all love that.
You don't know this. I got to go inside the Ben bus as well.
You saw the Ben bus
on Saturday morning.
What'd you think of the pop-up?
Went into the back of the Ben bus. The pop-up was fantastic.
So my wife's been making these.
Did she sell out? How did it go?
So she made like $2,000.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. For like 2 hours of work. That could be more lucrative than real estate, actually, no. But I
probably she had one payment on the Ben bus right there.
I think we'll need a few more pop-ups. So she set up the pop-up. She makes these little hats. And she's like has a hat press and all these patches. My garage looks like a little sweatshop. And I told her, I was like, I think I should get you a neon sign in here that says Hannah's Sweatshop, because it also doubles as a gym.
There you go.
But it's also her little
sweatshop.
I thought that was genius. She did not like that idea.
One of those signs that says 0 days since last industrial accident.
since last hat press malfunction. So she went, sold, the kids got some donuts. They were selling. Did you buy any donuts?
No, I had to fast because I hadn't had my blood drawn yet. It was torture. Looking at the donuts going,
boxes
oh,
of
I
BGs.
Want some so badly, but I'm fasting for my blood draw.
Yeah, dude. So the Ben bus was lit this weekend. We had, she was slinging her hats out of it. I don't know how much longer she's going to do. I told her just open an Etsy shop and just do that.
The Ben bus is phenomenal.
It's rad.
It is so cool. Yeah. Although I did have some nightmares of thinking, had I, you know, the car sick prone child that I was, had I had to sit back there on a 2-day drive to Yellowstone,
right.
How miserable I would have been in the back.
So the only way to do it, right, is
you're
sitting sideways.
You're facing the sides on the bench.
You're not facing ahead.
Yeah, seatbelts, but you're facing the side. I couldn't have done it. I could not have done that.
What if your mom and dad had made out the bed? And then you could just lay.
Maybe if I was lying down. Sleeping.
But I think it's very unsafe. But I think we're going to have to do it. When we drive to Vegas, I think we have to make out the bed, get them all cozy, their pillows and blankets and stuff, and they can lay back there.
Maybe otherwise, it's going to be, I don't feel good.
Yeah, vomiting all over the Ben bus, for sure. But, yeah, man, it was a great weekend. It was a great weekend. Great to be back. And again, They gave us a ton of content. We got a ton of stuff to talk about today, and we actually have a few interviews as well. We're going to be a couple of busy beavers in here on a Monday morning, but that's the way we like it. That's the way you guys like it. Thanks again for being here.
We might be too busy today.
Today we may be too busy.
We may have too many guests. We may have too much to talk about.
We have too much great content today, guys. We're so sorry.
I didn't say great content. I just said content.
I want to talk about the Alabamans, is that what you call them?
I think so.
Alabamians?
Alabamites?
Absolutely losing their minds this weekend on all social media, including their AD. I mean, I've never seen anything like this.
Alabamians.
I like Alabamites. Hey, you ain't putting us in? Why is you putting us in? We ain't never going to schedule no tough out-of-conference games again. Yeah, you scheduled Mercer.
You didn't lose any
out-of-conference games. You lost to 2 500 teams. You had 3 losses. What are you crying about? You handle business. You're in. Never seen more spoiled, ridiculous thinking in my entire life, but I digress. We will talk about those hayseeds this morning and everything that shook out in college football. Interesting weekend in pro football. Really interesting weekend in baseball.
College basketball. I mean,
that's the one I missed. I missed all the USD SDSU game. I was out partying at Crosses.
There's going to be some spillover to tomorrow.
Yeah.
I just don't know what it's going to be, but we'll get to as much as we can. When we come back, let's start with the big news that broke last night, though. You know by now, Juan Soto to the New York Mets for a decent chunk of change. Let's just say he's not going to be hurting for cash ever again. And we'll set the menu for the program on a Monday morning. It is December 9th. We are fully into the holidays now with Ben and Woods and Paul, Kelly Danick with traffic. On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Willie Adames news really dominated the headlines for
15 minutes.
Yeah, if that, over the weekend. Nice job. Nice job, Willie and his agent, and really controlling the offseason narrative. Because as the winter meetings begin this morning, there's only one thing that everybody is talking about in Major League Baseball, and that is the 15-year, $765 million deal Juan Soto agreed to with the New York Mets last night. The process played out, and in the end, Juan Soto went for the biggest contract. Kind of like, well, you know, he and Scott Boras had been pretty much directly saying for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years that was the plan. Ever since he...
Good morning. How are we doing?
Hi, Juan. Ever since he turned down, you know, a paltry 400-something million from the Washington Nationals.
440.
It was always kind of leading toward this.
Everyone laughed that dude out of the room. Think about that. He turned down 14 years, $440 million.
You're an idiot.
People
How
were
could
like,
you do that?
I mean, bro, when he got here, and he scuffled a little bit, you know, people were like, what an absolute buffoon this guy is. Imagine walking away from 440. He damn near doubled it. Damn near doubled it. That in and of its own right is a remarkable achievement. Remarkable.
The details are almost as mind-blowing as the actual contract figures, including a $75 million signing bonus. An opt-out after 5 years, because, you know, there's a lot of people in the world who want to opt out of a $765 million contract.
How good do you have?
$51 million a year is okay.
How good do you have to be to opt out of a contract like that?
Don't know. I mean, the Mets can void the opt-out if they want by adding another $40 million or so to the deal and making it over $800 million total. If they were really worried that Juan Soto thought he could get a better deal at age 31 by hitting the open market again, God. He is protected and covered. And then the really big detail that there are no deferred dollars at all in this contract. It will be paid pay as you go by the New York Mets, unlike Shohei Ohtani, whose real value of his $700 million contract is more in the $400 to $500 million range because of all the deferred money. Juan Soto is going to get the entire $765 million or more as it happens without having to defer a single dollar. So not only is it the largest contract in professional sports history, it blows it out of the water in Major League Baseball.
Yep.
Absolutely destroys it in real-world dollars. It's not like $65 million more. It's hundreds of millions of dollars more in actual value compared to Ohtani's deal.
Yeah, there was a couple of moments, I think, you know, thinking about it yesterday, and I did see people echoing the same sentiment as I felt. Couple things. Number one, we miss Peter Seidler every day here in San Diego. I don't think Peter Seidler was sniffing that deal, right? Even though he loved Juan Soto, wanted to have a winner, I don't think Peter Seidler would have done that deal.
Even if he wanted to, Major League Baseball would not have let him.
Correct.
They would have taken away from him before they allowed the Padres to authorize nearly $800 million in spending one player.
They would have put him in a straitjacket and taken him to Bellevue and said, we're dropping you off, man. It's not happening. So that gave me a little bit of relief knowing, okay, get that pipe dream of Soto and Manny and Tatis and Jackson Merrill all playing together out of your head. Then the other one was the Dodgers didn't get him. That was good. And then the other one besides that was that I forgot the other one. Those are pretty much the two. Oh, the trade. The Padres trade for Juan Soto netted us some really, really good players. Now, a couple of those guys have moved on, but I think by next year, the combined war of what we got out of Soto for what we got back, we're going to be in the green there, or in the black, as they say.
I think it's already a win just on its face. Padres, you know, improved, got to the playoffs, and have at least another year of control of Michael King.
Yeah.
Plenty of Johnny Brito and Randy Vasquez if they turn into anything. And, of course, Drew Thorpe was parlayed into Dylan Cease. I think it becomes a real win if you can extend Michael King and keep him in the fold for some extra years to come. And then you feel really good about the deal that 1 year ago at these same winter meetings.
Yeah, it was like a year ago Friday.
The deal that A.J. Preller made with the New York Yankees. And if you're the New York Yankees, you got to a World Series with Juan Soto, but it stings a little bit. The reports were that the Yankees definitely wanted to keep him, that they offered 16 years and $760 million, but simply did not match what the Mets were willing to give. And, you know, we can talk about Juan Soto's choice of going after that really extra little bit. I mean, you know, it's not nothing. It's an extra year, an extra $5 million, you know, that he's getting. It's definitely the biggest offer with the New York Mets. But he could have stayed with the Yankee, been a pinstripe legend for life if he wanted to, and certainly wouldn't have been hurting his family. His family's family, many generations, would have been well taken care of by the New York Yankees. But he simply, like a mercenary, was going for the biggest deal, and he got it. He absolutely got it from the New York Mets.
It's interesting, though, because he did obviously go out for the biggest deal. He also went to a team that was in the NLCS.
Yeah,
he didn't. No. You can't say winning's not important. He only wanted the money,
right?
Because this is a team that was maybe a Juan Soto away from going to the World Series. Who knows?
Much like the Yankees were, a Juan Soto away.
Right.
And we got fairly close, you know, with Juan Soto.
If he signed with Anaheim or the A's or something for a record amount of money, it'd be like, you're years away from being a contender, buddy. But congrats on the bag, I guess. He's got the bag, and he's on a pretty damn good team with another MVP candidate in Lindor.
Yep. And some good young talent like Vientos, who really stepped up in the playoffs. I mean, there's a lot to be happy about. I mean, obviously, if you're a New York Met fan today, the unintended consequences of not only did we get Juan Soto, who's the best hitter on the planet, if not one, he's 1A, 1B. We took him from the Yankees. The Yankees didn't get him. The Yankees pinstripes don't mean what they used to, because that deal 25 years ago, 20 years ago, Ben, no-brainer. I'm not going to Queens. I'm staying right here in the Bronx. I'm going to have a statue in Monument Park. That used to mean a lot. It doesn't so much anymore.
There's no doubt that, you know, the Mets are getting an incredible player for a very long time, for a very large amount of money. I think the counterpoint to that argument, and I'm not trying to rain on Mets fans' parade, be excited, be happy about this deal. We'd be happy if it was, you know, Padres making a deal like this. Ultimately, though, the New York Mets were, you know, technically the second best team in the National League last year. They lost the National League Championship Series to the Dodgers. After spending $765 million on Juan Soto, they're still the second best team at best in the National League. They did not
they not really improve their standings. They're still behind the Dodgers by a good, I would say, a good chunk.
Well, like
right now. Now they could add to it. They probably will because they have tons of money.
Who are you adding to any team that's going to catapult you over the Dodgers? Is there anybody left?
I don't know.
That's kind of how I feel. Like, as we do this on paper, as we do every year, and we realize every year doesn't really matter how we do it on paper. They do have to play the games. Juan Soto makes their lineup 5 times better than it was yesterday, right? I mean, immediately. What an impact bat to add to your lineup. Now, obviously, we know about the outfield play. Something he could work on. I mean, it's happened. It's happened before. You give a guy $765 million, I think it's fair to say, hey, we need your defense to improve. Whatever reason, the metrics every year are like, he's fine. Let's nominate him for a gold glove. We've all seen him play. I'm not as concerned about it. His bat more than makes up for it. But, yeah, look, it's a way that we all cope with losing a guy like Juan Soto.
They're still not overwhelming favorites even to win their own division.
Yeah.
With the Phillies and the Braves. You know, they're going to continue to be good. Now, you know, they're going to be in the playoffs, hopefully, you know, if you're the Mets fan and have a chance to win every year, just like we hope the Padres will get into the playoffs and have a chance when you get to the postseason. And maybe Juan Soto comes through. Maybe he doesn't in the playoffs. He's had some big playoff moments already.
You're
certainly getting something out of Juan Soto. But does he completely change the discourse in what the National League is right now? I don't necessarily think that he does.
I mean, he was the top prize. He was the top prize in free agency. And when your team lands the top prize in free agency, well done. You should be happy.
It's a good feeling.
It's a good feeling. It's not your money, people. Steve Cohen does not need your money. You know, Adam was in the chat last night. We were texting. He goes, no player's worth that much money. I go, it is if you can afford it. And Steve Cohen, again, I've been pounding this in everyone's head. This money in baseball is not real money. These guys are playing on a different level. This is funny money to them. And I know he's not the global superstar that Shohei is, where he'll be able to actually pay for his contract. But he's no slouch by any stretch of the imagination. If you're a Met fan, you have every reason to be gloating, happy, elated. You get to see a really good hitter every single day.
On the menu for the program today, it includes a live update from those winter meetings with our pal Sam Levitt, who is in Dallas and will give us the latest this morning at 7 o'clock. He's going to be joining all shows all week long, at least through Wednesday, while the meetings are going on with any news, especially if there is any Padres news. And we will talk about the Padres and obviously not free agency, but they announced their coaching staff over the weekend. New piece from Dennis Lynn in The Athletic that we can talk about as well in terms of what the payroll is and is not going to look like coming up here in 2025. We will play Take on Woods. We get a brand new getaway prize for you. Just a couple of weeks to qualify for it as well with our last 2 weeks of the show this year. Don't do this at 7:20. At 7:35, we'll continue at least quickly our Ben and Woods Unwrapped as we look back at the month of March, our favorite moments of the year. Talk a little college football playoff and the complaining Alabama fans. I can certainly take the other side of that argument. It was very close between Alabama and SMU for that last spot in the college football playoff. But ultimately, Alabama could have made this a non-issue by, you know, not losing 3 games.
Beating 500 teams.
Second half of the show, we have more guests, including the skipper of the San Diego Padres. As we mentioned, Mike Schilt will join us from the winter meetings at 9 o'clock. We've got some James Taylor tickets to give away as well.
Taylor.
James?
Wow.
Freaking Taylor. Yes. All of that coming up as we head toward 10 o'clock this morning. When we come back, though, more from the winter meetings, talk some San Diego Padres baseball and their moves. And lack of moves so far on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Woods, the San Diego Padres have a perception problem at the moment, and it is of their own making. There is no doubt about that, but I've seen a lot of dissatisfaction from Padres fans, and it's only going to increase after big money deals like Juan Soto's contract are being announced at the winter meetings, and the perception, at least, well, the reality is Padres have been sitting on their hands so far this offseason. But I also am looking at what Padres fans are saying, and it's not entirely accurate. And I want to ask you this question, and we'll do this after traffic. But here's the question to you, to Paul, to Padres fans. Would you be okay if the Padres said, we're going to increase payroll by about $40 million this year. Does that sound reasonable to everybody? Think about that, and then we'll come back and talk about the finances of this team after a quick check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
This isn't like a trick question. Like, not what a if trick I question. Told you they're already going to add $40 million well, just in contracts it, that right. you forgot
which,
about?
Which is where we're kind of heading here.
He's
because,
doing this bit, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. Well, I'm on to you.
It's I mean, there's certainly the thought that it seems like the Padres are cutting payroll. I got that message 60 times, it felt like, this weekend on social media with the Padres. Hey, they're packing Petco Park. Fans are supporting this team. Why are they slashing payroll this offseason? Okay. And in reality, the Padres are not going to slash payroll. They're going to increase it quite a bit from last season to this season. Unfortunately, that's all going to go to just keeping some of the players they already have. Increases in arbitration.
King.
Salary increases for guys like, you know, Tatis and Manny, who are getting more expensive. Just to keep the team together, and not even the whole team together, is going to cost the Padres quite a bit more next year.
Yeah.
About $30 to $40 million more.
King's getting a bump. Cease is getting a bump.
Arise is getting a bump.
Manny, Tatis.
All going up in salary. Just with the natural increases that they were built into their contracts. Now I'm not saying that, you know, this is anybody's fault but the San Diego Padres. They had their cake, but they're not necessarily getting to eat it at this point.
Yeah.
You know, the bill does come due at some point.
Right.
And the Padres did some outsized spending. We were all quite happy with it, you know, over, you know, the last few years of Peter Seidler's stewardship, where they did outsized spending, and now some of that bill is coming due. And while the payroll is going to go up, I don't think there'd be any way they could slash payroll this offseason without, like, a major fire sale, which I don't anticipate happening.
Training all of those guys.
They're not getting rid of Tatis. They're not getting rid of their star players this offseason. So payroll is going up. The problem is you don't want payroll to go up. You're a fan. You don't care about payroll. You want new players. You want new guys who are going to come in and be good and help the team get better and hopefully win a World Series. Now, that I'm not sure the Padres are going to be able to do this offseason. That's the big question. Not whether payroll's going up. It is. The question is whether they're going to be add anybody of significance that's going to help the team in 2025.
Yeah, I mean, and that, you know, look, if you're a Padre fan out there this morning, and you're like, God, why weren't we on Juan Soto? You knew better, right? They were never going to be in the mix for that. I mean, I was just texting you guys last night. I go, man, imagine a lineup that had Tatis and Soto and Blake Snell in it. And I said, oh, wait, we can. We can't imagine that. We had it here. And but no, I think the bummer, Ben, is that all those people that we all fought against that said, is this sustainable? They're right. It turns out it wasn't sustainable, at least for now. And that's a tough pill to swallow, especially when that ballpark was packed to the gills, you know, 60 times last year, whatever it was. So I hate to have this such a cut and dry elementary answer about it, but you got to figure out a way. You got to figure out a way to add good players. You have to, because even if you brought back all of those guys getting their bump, you still don't have a left fielder. You still don't really have a catcher. You know, you still don't have the arms that you need to compete. So I think you need to figure out a way to get very creative and move some money around without losing some of your best players. Not my problem. It's not my circus. It's not my problem, not my circus. You got to figure it out. The fans did what they needed to do. They showed up. Spent their hard-earned money, a lot of it, and they filled that joint.
Back in 2017, not that long ago.
You're going to run the risk of fans going, oh, all right, what did we add this year? Nothing? All right. I'll just watch on TV, or I'll just listen on 97.3 The Fan. You know what I mean? Like, you really run the risk. You need to give, we talked about it on Friday, the when you're a fan, is it conditional? I think the answer is yes. You know, if you did a fire sale and saved a bunch of money, how we're going to reload for the next couple of years? How do we know that? You know, so they need to figure it out, man. They got to be able to add some of these guys.
I mean, you know, back in 2017, the Padres were 29th in payroll at $71 million and change. They've gone up to the top 10 in four of the last five seasons. Last year, they dropped down to, I think, 14th or 15th to start the year. But it's still a massive increase
over where they were just a few years ago. So, yeah, they have increased spending quite a bit. It's not a bait and switch. You know, they haven't pulled the rug out from under anyone.
No, I don't feel bait and switched at all. I do feel
it's kind of, but it's like a you can't stop now.
Yes,
mentality.
It's at least
from the fans' perspective.
From the fans' perspective.
Well, that's the perception.
You better not ever go
that's
back
the
to per- how it used
that's
to be.
The perception problem, because the Padres kind of let you think that. But the plan was always we're going to increase payroll a lot to try to make this team better, make it competitive. Check mark. And then at some point, we're going to have to be a little more reasonable because we don't have a TV deal. We're not in a major market. We're going to have to scale it back to more reasonable levels. Not what we were before, much higher than we were before. This was always the plan, but no one ever got in front of the cameras and went, all right, here's the plan. In the next 3 years, we're going to blow your minds with how much we're going to spend. And then we're going to level off to something that's much higher than it used to be, but it's going to be, you know, not crazy every single year. They can't sustain crazy increases every single year. And now we're seeing the other teams, they're catching up. They're having their phase where they're now spending crazy, where the Padres are not. They're going back to a more reasonable level that still includes a much better roster than they had. Way better chance to win games and go to the playoffs.
But I think if you're waiting
for big giant signings, no, they're just not happening.
I don't foresee it either. Now, again, we could be surprised. We have no idea. You know, nothing's leaking out of there as far as what they actually have to spend and what they're going to spend or even what they want to do or who's even making that decision, right? We don't really know any of this. And when I look at guys like Gary Sanchez come off the board for $7 million and Higgy go off the board for $8 million, those are needs. Those are guys we're familiar with, we're comfortable with. It's not a lot of money. Danny Jansen's getting $7 million or whatever. Those are the ones, Ben, I look at and go, oh, we're not in play for those guys that are reasonably priced, familiar needs that we have here. Okay, what are we going to do then? You know, again, AJ Preller's the most creative GM I know. Adam said it in the chat as well. Trading prospects for major league talent is certainly a thing you can do. There are going to be teams, and there are teams already, that have said, yeah, we're not in it. Guys are available. We're reloading. We're rebuilding. They won't call it a rebuild anymore. They call it a reset or a reload. But when teams are reloading, you can get pieces from them for not a lot. You know, you wait. You're patient. They want to get rid of a little bit of salary. They'll eat some. But they want this prospect? Fine, go. Earmark the ones that you want to keep, the DeVries, the Salas, whatever. Earmark those guys, and the rest of them, you're a free game. And that's how you can add some decent pieces. It seems like that's what they're going to have to do.
I'll say this. I'm a hell of a lot more confident. AJ's always been the mad scientist since he got here. Year one to now, he's always been all about making the splashy moves, doing whatever it takes to be active at the trade deadline or in the offseason. He's always at the top of the headlines. But this time last year, we were wondering if he was even going to make it to the next season.
100%.
And he did. You know, maybe it wasn't ideal that it took 10 years to have his best year and put his best roster together, but it happened. And some of the moves that he made last year, getting the Marlins to pay for Luis Arraez.
Yeah, insane.
You know, getting Dylan Cease for essentially just nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Drew Thorpe.
To go out and do that, I'm a hell of a lot more confident now based on what he just did in this last year than heading into the last offseason.
One thing that does look better for the Padres financially today are some of the long-term deals that they signed. Certainly Tatis, but even Manny and Bogarts –